Harvard Museum promises to return Native American children's hair to tribes. Most of the hair collected belonged to about 700 children representing about 300 tribal nations who had attended U.S. Indian boarding schools. Harvard University's Peabody Museum apologized on Thursday for its ownership of hair taken from hundreds of Native American children and announced a commitment to return it to their families and tribal nations. The Peabody Museum apologizes to Indigenous families, communities, and tribal nations for our complicity in the objectification of Native peoples and for our more than 80-year possession of hair taken from their relatives. On November 20th, 1969, a group of Indigenous Americans that called itself Indians of all tribes, many of whom were UC Berkeley students, took boats in the early morning hours to Alcatraz Island in San Francisco Bay. They bypassed a Coast Guard blockade and took control of the island. The 19-month occupation that followed would be regarded as one of the greatest acts of political resistance in American Indian history. Human remains have been uncovered near a Native American burial ground in Florida after Hurricane Nicole hit last week. Officials say a total of 6 skulls and several smaller bones were located Thursday by beachgoers. The remains of at least 6 people have been discovered on a Florida beach after Hurricane Nicole made landfall. The bones are believed to belong to members of the Seminole tribe. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.